This is the California Report. This past Sunday, just after 10 p.m., 58 people were killed at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival here in Las Vegas. As of this broadcast, we have confirmed the death of 32 Californians. We've confirmed this either directly or through credible public reports. We wanted to take a moment and share those names and a bit of their story with you. Hannah Allhurs was 35 years old. She was from Riverside County, and she left behind three children and a husband. Carrie Barnett was also 35. She was also from Riverside, and she worked at Disneyland for 11 years. Jack Beaton was 54 years old. He was from Bakersfield. Jack was in Las Vegas celebrating his 23rd wedding anniversary. Candace Bowers was 40 years old. She lived in Garden Grove. Candace was taking a well-deserved break from her job as a waitress at Mimi's Cafe, a job that provided for her two children. Candace was a single mother. Sandy Casey was 35 years old. She was from Manhattan Beach. She was a special education teacher. She died in the arms of her fiancé. Denise Cohen was 57 years old. She was from Oxnard. And she, too, died in the arms of the man she loved, Bo Taylor. He was 56. Bo worked as a corrections officer. Sandy left behind two children and five grandchildren. Austin Davis was 29 years old. He was from Riverside, a pipe fitter. Austin went to the concert with his friend Tom Day Jr. Tom, who was 54 years old, also worked in construction. Tom's father was reached by a newspaper, and he struggled to put words together. He explained he couldn't really talk about it because, quote, his kids are with me right now. Christiana Duarte was 22 years old. From Redondo Beach, she had just graduated from the University of Arizona. Christiana got a job working for the Los Angeles Kings. Stacy Rodriguez Echeber was 50 years old. She was from Novato. She worked as a hairstylist, and she leaves behind her children and her husband. Brian Fraser was 39 years old. He lived in La Palma. He worked as a sales manager at a mortgage company. He leaves behind his wife and his four children. Carolyn Galvin was 31 years old, from Thousand Oaks. She was a waitress at a steakhouse, and she went to the concert with her husband. She leaves him behind, along with their three children, the youngest, a two-year-old. Dana Gardner was 52 years old. She was from Grand Terrace. She leaves behind three children, two grandchildren, three sisters, and her parents. Angie Gomez was 20 years old, living in Riverside, California, a former high school cheerleader. She went to Riverside Community College, and she was studying to be a nurse. Rocio Guillen Roca of East Vale was 40 years old and engaged to be married. She had just given birth a month ago to a boy, her fourth child. Chris Hazencomb of Camarillo was 44 years old. Chris worked at a Walmart, and his coworkers say he would bring coffee to them every day as a little token of his friendship. Chris was taken off of life support on Monday. Nicole Chimura was 38 years old. She was from the OC. Her friend said that she had a larger-than-life smile. She had a bright, big, positive attitude. She leaves behind her parents and a sister. Kelsey Breen Meadows was 28 years old. She was from Taft. In fact, she graduated from Taft Union High School, then taught there. The school principal says she had a sweet spirit and a love for children. Patty Mestis was 67. She lived in Menifee in Riverside County, and she came to Las Vegas to the Route 91 Harvest Festival because Patty loved country music. She leaves behind three children, eight grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Jennifer Parks was from Lancaster. She was 35. She coached volleyball. She worked as a kindergarten teacher. She leaves behind her husband and their two children. Lisa Patterson of Lomita. Lisa and her husband were basically living the American dream. They owned their own hardware store. They had three children. Her and her husband's 21st wedding anniversary was coming up 6 days from today. John Fipen was 56 years old. He went to the concert with his son, a paramedic. His son could not save him. The Santa Clarita native died from a wound to his arm. Jordan Rivera of La Verne was finishing up her fourth year at CSU San Bernardino. She is remembered by her classmates as a warm and energetic young woman. She was a member of the Honor Society. She had just turned 21 years old. Chris Roybal of Corona was 28. The Navy vet had served a tour in Afghanistan and was enjoying a weekend away from his job as a personal trainer when he was killed. Laura Shipp was a Southern California native who had just moved to Las Vegas to be near her son. The 50-year-old leaves behind her boyfriend and a son in the Marine Corps Reserves. Susan Smith of Simi Valley was 53 years old. She worked in the office of an elementary school. She was the face that every child saw when they walked into that school. Susan leaves behind two children of her own and her husband. 20-year-old Bailey Schweitzer of Bakersfield worked at a software company as a receptionist. She and her mom went to the festival as part of a girls' getaway weekend. Bailey died after being shot. Kurt Von Tillo was 55 years old from Cameron Park. He leaves behind his wife and daughter. Kurt went to the concert with his sister, and immediately, when the shots started ringing out, when everyone else thought they were firecrackers, Kurt knew they were bullets. He yells at his sister, "Get down, get down, get down." She falls. She puts her face towards the ground. He does the same. She gets back up. But Kurt, like every other person you have heard us name, never made it back up. This has been the California Report, a production of KQED Public Media.
Ever wonder why BART trains are so loud, or how the word hella became synonymous with the Bay? Then check out Bay Curious, a weekly podcast exploring the Bay Area one question at a time. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Bay Curious.